No,
one more time.
Start it over.
We're good to go.
Sorry, Ben.
Hello, hello. I'll get it.
Start it off.
This is a good intro. Here we go.
Okay.
The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up, seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Today we've got Will Meadows,
Sarah Meadows,
Kevin Dope,
Melissa Dope,
Katie Pills,
and Ryan Pills
in the house.
And today we're going to talk about 10 games coming to Kickstarter the week of August 28th.
Thank you guys so much for joining us this week. We're pumped to be out on the air again. I'm already happy with the response we got from our first Kickstarter, or from our first episode.
We're doing a Kickstarter?
Yeah, that's next. No, we'll keep that in the list.
All right.
So thank you guys for joining us. We, like I said, have a bunch of games. We've got a lot of cool stuff to talk about because half of our crew just got back from Gen Con.
Ooh, ooh,
yeah. Gen Con. 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
This morning.
Yes. Yes. They're still cracking. And then on top of that, we all celebrated the eclipse today, which was pretty cool.
We were in totality.
That was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
To be honest, it was way better than I anticipated.
It was spectacular.
We were right in the path, as Kevin said, of the totality, whatever the terminology is for this.
We were totally in totality.
Entirely.
It got dark.
It did.
It didn't get super dark. I thought it was going to get like pitch black, but it didn't.
No, but we could see the stars.
We could see we could see stars and planets.
That was pretty
cool. It was like temperature dropped, which was cool.
Sunset
and sunrise all within a minute and a half.
In the middle of the sky.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I had seen pictures of it, and honestly, what I saw with my own eyes was pretty similar to the pictures. And I'm not sure if it was just because it was a live experience, but it was really, like, literally gorgeous.
I would say the live experience was much better than pictures.
Yes, and the actual eclipse with the sun at 100% totality was by far blew away anything I had seen on what they projected on the news.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the sparkling corona around the moon was gorgeous.
It was beautiful. It was amazing.
It was cool. It was way... I've seen partial eclipses before and had the glasses and everything, but until you actually see the full-on eclipse, like, you don't even know how cool it is.
But this is a board game podcast.
That's right.
So we'll talk about that stuff.
We could talk about eclipses.
So why do you guys
we're gonna move
sound like chain smokers? Is that the...
So we... the ladies at Tantrum House...
This is a lady speaking, by the way.
Yes, this is Sarah. We all demoed for a couple different companies while we were at Gen Con, so we've been demoing games for 8 hours last 4 days, so excuse us for the awful-sounding voices.
Yeah, so keep talking more with that voice, though. Tell us who you demoed for, and tell us, like, one of the cool things that you got to do while you were there.
So I demoed for CMON, which was a great experience. Love working for that company, and... I ended up demoing, Katie and I switched off onto shorter games, and we demoed Modern Art, which was a reprint of Rainer Knizia's classic from a long time ago that is out of print, and they did a great job of adding some current artists to the game, and it looks gorgeous, so they did a great job with that. Katie, why don't you tell us about the game you demoed?
So I mostly demoed the Banana Bandits.
I saw that one.
It's an exciting, like, rolling the dice, hitting monkeys, collecting coins, you know, stealing coins from other people, and
so, like,
trying
Donkey
to get
Kong.
Bananas.
It's basically Donkey Kong King of Tokyo.
It's on like a three-dimensional tower, right?
It is. It's a three-dimensional board, so that like throws people for a loop like the first couple of turns. People have a hard time like figuring out like, wait, I can go all the way around this board? Wait, what?
It looks really cool, but I've heard mixed reviews from people that like
CMON
games or party games.
I was going to say, well, it's definitely not the traditional CMON that's like heavy strategy, heavy many.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, this is a lighthearted, fun game. This is a game that I would definitely recommend for kids.
Okay, so it's more kid.
And it's just, it's a fast game too. I mean, it's like a 30-minute game, so people could sit down and just have fun and laugh over it. Talking about, you know, don't monkey slap me. I'm coming after you, bro. You know, but...
Can we add that? Don't monkey slap me, bro.
You know, so there was definitely fun and laughs, but it's not strategy heavy.
All right, this is Melissa, and I was in the CGE room, Czech Games Edition, and the hot game that we were demoing was Codenames Duet, and we had, I don't know, 10, 15 copies out, and they were always full. And this is the two-player cooperative version of Codenames. It's a lot of fun. It's very strategic, has a few different rule tweaks that really make it great for two players, although you can still do it with teams, like two teams if you want to, but you're playing together.
Yes, you still get a lot of the original game experience, but you can also play with two players, right?
Right. And then we also had some of the longer strategy games too, which actually I was usually doing the Galaxy Truckers and the Last Wills and the Dungeon Pets and Dungeon Lords, and it was a great time up there.
Cool, cool. So those are you guys worked for. You also did some like Tantrum House stuff. Talk about that for a minute.
Well, we did a few interviews with several companies, and we got to go around and talk with people in the vendor hall and see what their new up-and-coming games were for Gen Con and the hot new releases. And Ryan did most of our work with
Roaming
that.
Roaming Ryan! Hashtag Roaming Ryan! How'd that go,
so,
Roaming Ryan?
Yeah, how'd that go?
Well, it went great. It was like the ultimate social deduction game. I would walk up to a person and try to deduce what kind of encounter I was about to have with them, and just generally try to get them my business card. And had some great conversations, met some great people, played some amazing games, and it was just a very rewarding experience.
What's like the coolest thing that you played?
Oh,
on the spot.
The coolest.
Immediately answer.
I really enjoyed playing Cobra Paw from Bananagrams, but that might be because I played it with Katie and she just went berserk.
Listen, don't mess with me. I am Cobra Paw.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, you have to tell me a little more. Katie's doing amazing hand motions.
It's a dexterity game.
She looks like crab, like crab pinchers, hands, crab pinchers right now. Even though I think
that's
she was supposed to be.
That's my Cobra Paw.
Cobra Paw.
Cobra
is it Cobra Paw?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
No,
about
it's this. It's a cat.
Cat
ninja clan.
Cat ninja
and the cat's paw is as quick as a cobra strike.
Oh.
That's what the game is.
So you roll dice, and the dice have different Japanese-like symbols on them. Not all of them are actual kanji, I found out. And then on the there's dominoes that have the same symbols on them, and whatever combination of symbols you come up with, you strike like a cobra on that domino.
Ooh.
And pull it into your area. But none of your dominoes are ever safe, and you have to try to get six. But at any point, if that combination comes up again, somebody can steal your domino.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
It got pretty crazy. I will say the demo table, we had some dominoes flinging out into the aisles and some pileups trying to grab the dominoes out of the floor.
So Spoons meets Mr. Miyagi meets...
yeah, pretty much.
All right, tell us about fans. Did you see any fans of Tantrum House there? Or were they
Tantrumists? Is that
what
we call them? What do you guys want to be called?
We actually, we were discussing this earlier. We saw several people walking around with some of the shirts that we sell in our Etsy shop.
Oh, cool.
And on our
did you
website.
Run up to them and like high five them or
no? It was an epic fail on our part. It was more like, oh look, that guy's wearing our shirt, how cool. And then we're like, oh, we should have said something to
I
him.
Guess with 80,000 people between
yeah,
you and them, it's probably
it was a little,
we could see them off in the distance, but the crowds were way too big to talk to everybody.
Yeah, well, and also I had somebody come up and stick their finger in my face and like, you have an awesome shirt on. And I was like, thank you. And that's all I could think to say. And like,
we sell
this shirt on our Etsy site. Yeah, that would have been another time to have mentioned our name. So
well, cool. I think we did get some footage that we're going to be putting some videos together to edit to get up on our channel from some of the interviews that we did. And we brought back a nice haul of games, which we played through a couple of them tonight. And we'll probably be putting, I assume, some reviews together from those. And we picked up several Kickstarter games as well that are coming sometime soon. So we'll get those on this show.
Yeah, we got some preview copies. Some of them were very prototype, and some of them were nicer prototypes, so we'll get those played and reviewed or previewed soon.
Yeah, I get some feedback out to you guys, let you know how it went. So let's do one more thing before we jump into the Kickstarter connection portion. Last week we talked a little bit about why we're doing this. I thought it might be helpful if we talked for just a very brief minute. We could time it, everybody gets 60 seconds.
Okay.
To just talk a little bit about ourselves, just so that they know who we are, where we're coming from, what our perspectives are, and then I think next week we might talk like game preferences.
Ooh.
You have to tune in next week. For.
That sounds fun.
So I'll start so you guys have 11 seconds to think of yours. My name is Will, in case you didn't get that a minute ago. I work as a graphic designer. I went to school to study graphic design. I enjoy marketing and putting together our motion graphics and videos and things like that. I'm married, as you probably figured out. I think we all figured out we're all married. And we've got three boys. I'll let my wife probably talk about those a little bit more. But we just celebrated Man Week while Sarah was in Indiana for the conference convention. So we had a blast playing video games and hanging out. One of the other things I enjoy a lot is martial arts. I've been doing that since I was 8. I've got two different black belts, one in Shotokan and one in Shorinryu Karate, and I do some instruction with that. I enjoy... a lot of different kinds of music, but nothing specific. I enjoy shutting up. Is that what I enjoy?
Your time is up.
No one cares. 60 seconds is up. And Sarah's turn.
All right. My name is Sarah Meadows, and I met Will in art class back in college. And I studied to be an art educator, and I currently teach private art lessons on the side, and then I homeschool our three boys. So that's pretty much my main job full time. And
talk about the screen printing.
Yes. Before we had kids, I was a screen printer, and so that's where all our shirts are in our Etsy shop come from. And my
handmade goodness.
Yeah, handmade on Etsy. So
I was like, why are you printing screens for your windows?
We'll teach you.
Yes. So, Kevin, why don't you tell us about you?
This is Kevin Delp. I am a children's pastor at our local church and enjoy that, been doing that for a few years now. My wife and I, we do a lot of things together, and I'll let her explain some of them, and I'll explain some of the things I do. I am sort of like a jack of all trades and the master of none of them. One of the things I enjoy doing is I'm part of a community choir called River Tree Singers, and we do lots of concerts in town. One of my favorite ones is at Christmas time, so I'm looking forward to that in a few months, singing some traditional Christmas songs, and that'll be fun. I'm also into magic, so I like not Magic the Gathering. I'm into
sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand magic.
Illusionist.
Illusion. I've been doing that for about 10 years now. I enjoy doing that for birthday parties and events and restaurants and businesses around town in Greenville, South Carolina. We also have our own other business other than board gaming, which is, we call it Hands Full of Fun. I put the magic in there with the Hands Full of Fun, but we also do balloons on the side. And I'm going to let Melissa talk about balloon animals.
Yes. We do balloon animals, all sorts of different shapes and sizes, and kids really enjoy that. And yes, I can make a bicycle if I need to.
Can you make a giant Gen Con?
I probably could, but I was happy to let the other balloonists
do
that.
It would take 4 days.
If you had to rate their quality of balloonmanship, is this something that balloonists, is there a name for you guys?
Balloon twisters, balloon twisters, artists, balloon entertainers.
Because I was going to go with balloonies next.
No,
balloon artists.
Balloon artists, yes. So we enjoy that. We do that almost once a week, probably for different events. Really enjoy. I'm terrible with any other sort of art. I cannot draw. I cannot paint. Nothing like that. But I can make things out of balloons. So what I do full-time, though, is I write. I write for a homeschool curriculum. We do videos. Basically, think Sesame Street. That's what I write. It is fun entertainment combined with educational things. So I could probably be on Jeopardy because I've written scripts on all sorts of things from...
Ooh.
You know, physics and biology topics all the way to first grade history.
She is very creative and very knowledgeable about anything from K-5 through 12th grade.
Yeah. And then that's puppets. That's the other thing Kevin and I do. We do puppets and do puppet shows at our local Chick-fil-A. We have one coming up, actually.
Next week.
Yeah, which will be actually... Is that the week of?
The same day that you hear this, this podcast.
The day after this podcast drops.
That's right.
That's what's happening. Yeah, so puppets.
All right, so this is Katie Pills. I'm married to Ryan. That's how I got into this mess.
Ryan's fault.
As I graduated with my master's degree in studio art. which I unfortunately have not done a whole lot with besides just creative things here and there. I have a job in a marketing communications department at a university, and I do a lot of the hands-on large format printing. We do a lot of setup for large events, and I really enjoy it. Ryan and I are a little bit different on our board gaming preferences. We tend to do a lot of RPGs.
No, that's next week.
Oh, I'm messing us up.
Spoilers.
Y'all got to tell about your lives. This is what we do with our lives.
The dedicated.
But didn't you guys just move? I mean,
tell us about the house.
True. All right, we bought a new house.
First-time homeowners.
Yeah, first-time homeowners.
Are you in yet?
Sort of. We got a lot of boxes piled around.
Well, you had the floors redone, so you kind of waited until that got done. And then we went to Gen Con, so we haven't been home yet.
You're not
done
yet? Come on.
We're not done yet. So anyway, yeah, pretty much I'm an aspiring cat lady and a crazy, crazy plant lady. I don't know if that's a thing, but I'm going to make it a thing.
My name is Ryan, if you didn't catch that at some point earlier in the show.
His name's Ryan.
And I am a research analyst at the same publisher that Melissa works at.
We're all connected.
And I enjoy games.
The life.
Pokemon Go.
I'm really tired. I drove till 4 this morning. So.
Video games. And they're all alive. Yeah. They made it back safe. So we had a good trip. We've heard lots of great stories. Hopefully we'll share some more of those at some point. But let's get to the I don't know. I don't want to call it the meat every time. The good part? What do we call this?
We'll figure that out. Maybe our fans can help us out.
Ooh, if you have a way for me to transition from talking about stuff.
Well, our tagline. We're talking about a tagline for our show.
To the future.
It's the go-to guide for upcoming board games on Kickstarter? Or say something like that, Melissa?
Sure.
Kickstarter conniption!
So the first game that we're going to talk about is Champions of Hara by Greenbrier Games. This was actually demoed at Gen Con that Melissa and Katie and Sarah and Ryan were just at. And this is a 1-4 player game.
That was his way of saying he's bitter that he went to Gen Con.
Hey, Gen Con wasn't terrible because, you know, there's lots of people tweeting and Facebooking stuff.
Didn't you win something at Gen Con?
I did win something, part of the raffle. But we're going to talk about Champions of Hara right now. It is a 1-4 player game, and you can play it two ways. PvP, which is a player versus player, or you can play as co-op together. Basically, you're all trying to create this world, and there's this area movement with characters, and there's some hand management. And there's a couple things that Melissa want to talk about, the features of the game.
So they describe it as a tactical miniature combat game that has a modular map. It kind of has these hexes that you put around the board, so it'll be different each time. And they say it is a narrative adventure through a rich world that they have developed. Champions of Hara.
So at Gen Con, I saw some pictures that they were actually trying. They had some standees for the characters, but I think part of the Kickstarter, they're going to make some miniatures, or maybe it's a stretch goal. Maybe it's something they're going to automatically add, but they look pretty cool. The art is really, really good. I'm not sure if this is updated art. It seems like they had a Kickstarter back about 2 years ago for this game. I'm not sure if it's a second edition, but they're definitely launching August 29th for this game, Champions of Hara by Greenbrier Games.
So we're talking about Temporal Odyssey. It is a card drafting game, and it has something to do with time travelers from past, present, and future.
That sounds really cool.
And you build like a team that all battles against other teams. Not quite sure how it all works out, but every time you die, you try to rewind time, and you have to face judgment by the god of time, because he doesn't like that. And it sounds like a really interesting premise.
Sounds very Doctor Strange-ish.
I know. I actually think it does sound like it could be really neat. I've been looking through some of the photos here. It, once again, I can't quite tell what's going to be happening as far as, like, the actual, like, player versus player. It says it could be 2-4 players, so I'm really interested to see how it would interact with 4 players, because this is the kind of game that looks like it's traditionally just a 2-player game.
Oh, cool.
So I'm kind of interested to see how that's going to work out. The art here, like, seems to be all over the map, honestly, because some of the art looks like it's going to be really cool. Some of it looks like it has some issues. I'm not really sure if they have a lot of different artists working on this or not.
I think they've gone through a lot of, like, prototype, like, making the game better and better and better. So I think you're seeing some old photos with some new photos.
Maybe some different iterations.
Definitely.
Maybe that's what I'm seeing
here.
This looks like something that we'll probably check out.
Yeah, I think it used to be called Terrain Encounters, but they changed it to Temporal Odyssey. I think that's a cooler game. I think Temporal Odyssey sounds cooler.
Yeah.
I think you understand that it is something with time, with temporal, you know, the temporal flux, temporal something.
I like the idea of drafting heroes from different time periods.
Yeah, that sounds
interesting to me for sure.
Yeah, and this game is coming August 28th.
Another game this one's coming August 29th, is The Island of El Dorado. And this one is a 2-4 player game, and they've got quite a wide range of time on here, 25 to 80 minutes.
Wow.
So I'm not.
That's really strange.
Let's play a game.
I think it's because the game does have some pretty interesting looking mechanics on it. Like when you actually just look at the components, and I don't know if it's just prototype, like if they used, you know, what they had, but it looks like Settlers of Catan. Like it's hexes with a robber with
settlements,
with roads. They added some like Aztecian pyramids. But it doesn't sound like it plays like Catan at all. It actually looks like the type of game where you're flipping tiles to reveal, like on your turn, you flip the tile, add it to the board however you want, so the board will be a different shape. And then you're going to reveal either like a gold or some body of water or farmland or something like that. And then you can settle those and gain the resources from them. But what you're ultimately trying to do is uncover like this cave. I guess there's like four sacred shrines. I don't remember what the exact terminology was. Yeah, that you're trying to uncover. So you're trying to find that tile, flip it over, take it over. Once you control all four of those tiles, then that's how you win the game. But one of those tiles is like hidden in this cave, which is pretty cool. So you flip that cave over and then you go like deeper into it, and there's like bad guys you have to fight and battle against. And so obviously if you flipped over that cave tile early in the game, you could probably have a shorter game. But it looks really interesting. The box cover art is like solid black, but with some cool typography. And I like the illustration style they used on the tiles. So this one looks like it's going to be pretty solid.
Hopefully the bridge to Settlers of Catan, the components, hopefully doesn't hurt them. I know that there's been a lot of questions. So it could help if people are familiar with Settlers and like, oh, that, you know, maybe I would like this game because it looks like that. But some other people might be like, oh, that looks like Settlers of Catan. I may not like that game.
I think they actually have some stretch goals in there so that you'll have like more unique components if they reach those levels. So that'll help them out a lot. I mean, it looks really, really solid. It does have a familiar component feel, but the gameplay explanation and the art style is nice. I think it's going to be a good looking game.
Hmm.
The next game is from Daily Magic Games. They're launching Horizons on Kickstarter on August 29th. And this is pretty cool because the artwork is from the Miko. The gameplay, the game is for 2-5 players, and it says 15 minutes per player. So that's, you know, could be a short game, could be a little longer game, depending on the number of players. But basically, it's a tile placement game. You're building worlds out. The tiles are different worlds that you're building and then spreading out into the galaxy, and you can take different actions and explore and things.
Right, and the whole galaxy space exploration thing caught my eye. I think this is the first time Daily Magic Games has gone with that sort of theme.
Yeah, they had the villages theme. They've had some other...
They had the Merchants of Araby. So this is a new theme for them. Space seems to be kind of hot at the moment. And Kevin mentioned the art. It's really well done. It's bright.
The Miko is pretty hot right now with the different games that he's been doing with the artwork. And it really here. Look, you can see that captivation. How captivating it is.
So vibrant.
Vibrant art. And I think this is a good. You need to back. Probably need to back this one. Oh, I'm not allowed to say that yet.
No, we didn't vote yet.
No voting happening yet.
You have to convince me though.
I will try to convince you to back this. But Daily Magic puts out solid games. They're not. They know how to run Kickstarter campaigns. They deliver them well. So I have no problem with saying this is a good game to at least look
good
at.
Company to check out, yeah.
Another game coming this week is Ancient Artifacts. It's kind of a Indiana Jones-style archaeologist game where you're exploring jungles and fighting tomb raiders and other archaeologists and the other perils that accompany an Indiana Jones-style quest in the search of artifacts and glory. And this is an interesting game because it's a mixture of dice rolling, strategy, and then there's some pen and paper things you have to do. And normally I would be opposed to that pen and rolling
type. Roll and write.
Yeah, roll and writing. I think that's what it's called. Style mechanic, because I don't like having to constantly pick up a pen and jot down notes. But this game actually looks pretty cool. I believe the word last week that we were throwing out was unique. So I'll just say that, unique. And I think it's a game that is worth checking out.
Yeah, I know the description talks about like these crazy like underwater places and burning deserts and stuff. And I'm looking at, from what I can see on the art, it doesn't look like that at all to me, which is pretty interesting. It looks like a pretty standard map with placement for dice and like a dice manipulation kind of thing. But honestly, there isn't a whole lot to look at yet. There's only like 3 photos that we can find of this art. But what I can see of it looks pretty solid. It looks like it's pretty well made and put together. I'd be interested in see what's going on with this game.
The next one is Showdown, the Samurai card game. And this is coming out to Kickstarter August 29th. It is a 2 to 6 player card game, and it's a very quick one. They have 5 to 30 minutes, so it seems like it's going to be a very short, quick card game. Something else about it is it's actually a standalone expansion of Shout Out the High Noon card game, so you could play it separately, or if you didn't purchase the first one on their Kickstarter, you could buy this one, and it would play alone.
Yeah, it looks like it's basically the same mechanic as the original game. The Shootout game was a Western themed quick draw. You build a hand, you play the cards. This looks like it's the, you know, samurai edition. So you've got new cards that'll, I'm guessing, probably do the same things that the original Shootout version did. But, you know, you've got a different theme and probably some new, you know, types of actions that'll be going on. It's a little bit like a war type of game, I think, where you kind of build a hand of Shootout cards, and then you're going to pick somebody to have a showdown with, and you play those cards, and then whoever lays the highest, more powerful cards will win those rounds. The artwork that they have for the cover looks all right. The original artwork, kind of in that same boat, so hopefully the gameplay is solid. I haven't actually played it, but I think if you enjoyed Shootout, if you've heard of that one or played it, this looks like it'll be a good addition to your collection.
Another game I want to talk about is launching on August 29th as well. And as you can tell, it seems like a lot of games are launching.
It's a big day.
August 29th. I think Tuesdays are what we call like Kickstarter launch day. This next game on August 29th is Mint Delivery. I'm really excited about this because this is another game from 524 Labs. They Kickstarted a game last year, maybe 2 years ago now. It was called Mint Works, and it was a worker placement game.
And it's tiny.
It was super tiny. It was actually all in like an Altoids tin box.
Very clever.
The size of mints. And now they're bringing out this next game called Mint Delivery, and you can probably guess it's about delivering things.
So it's the size of a truck.
No, it's still going to be in that same mint box, and it's a pick up and deliver game instead of a worker placement game, and it's for 2 to 5 players, and it seems pretty cool.
Yeah, you're actually a mint delivery truck driver.
Is that a thing?
And someone has to deliver the
mint. Milk delivery, mint delivery.
And you're trying to be the employee of the month. And so you're driving around taking orders for mints, and you're having to deliver your mints. You have 2 actions on each turn. And for those actions, you can do things like move or load your truck. You can even upgrade the mints that you're carrying. So I guess some mints are better than others. So you can think of your favorite mints, and maybe that would be like the upgrade. So the game ends after a certain number of orders have been fulfilled, and whoever has the highest value of fulfilled orders gets to be that employee of the month.
The components look really cool, and I guess there's actually going to be little tiny trucks in this mint can, mint tin, so that's kind of interesting to me what kind of things you will see. I think at Gen Con they also were demoing this, and I think they had like maybe the Mint Works or Mint Delivery, but they had big, huge mints on the table, like, I don't even like
Like real mints?
Yeah, like huge ones. I don't know, like maybe like 5 or 6 inch round or 6 inch mm-hmm. diameter. It was, wow. They're pretty big.
I wonder how many people have accidentally eaten the components to their game in the original version.
Mint works by accident. They're like, yeah. Do you have a mint?
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
So if you've ever dreamed of being a mint delivery truck driver, then you probably want to check this one out.
Top 10 bucket list.
All right. So another one. On August 29th, no! Yet another one.
Do you guys have your wallets ready? Or you-
yeah. Is Emergence Dark Ops, excuse me. This is an expansion or an add-on to Emergence, the board game. Just real quick, some information about it is it looks like they're going to be adding some miniatures, which will be a difference to the original game that looked like it used totally like meeple stuff. Anyway, it looks like it's going to add some interesting components. And it looks like it's got, some really nice artwork accompanying it, probably some like character powers. Not a lot of information that I can see right now, but it looks pretty cool.
The next game on our list actually comes out August 30th.
Really?
On
Kickstarter. Another day.
Awesome. It is Andoria Battlefields and it is a 2 to 4 player game. And the box caught my eye, the photos of it that I have seen online and on their website. And it kind of reminds me of Arcadia Quest.
Yeah, definitely like Arcadia Quest.
Very bright colors. And so let's talk a little bit about what we know about that game coming out.
Yeah, we don't have a whole lot, but it is a, like she said, 2 to 4 player game. And the interesting thing about the game is that you play both like a group of heroes that you control and you can win the game by being the heroes. Or you also play a hand of monsters against the other players and you can win by killing them off as well, which is pretty cool. So you've got a battlefield in front of you. You draw some cards each turn. You're going to play out character tiles on your board that represent your heroes. And then, so you're like stacking up and ready for that on the next player's turn when they get to their monster phase, they can then attack you. So there's dice rolling, there's card powers, there's, not necessarily territory control, but trying to keep your board defended against the monsters that are coming in. Lots of cool artwork in there for sure. It looks very familiar to some other stuff. I think the artist's name is Von Aces, and I'm not sure what other stuff he's done, but I've definitely seen this style of artwork used in other places.
Yeah, some other things they've said about it is that there's supposedly very little downtime. I guess that would come into play when you're taking your turn, you're controlling that, and then you're also attacking other players on their turn. So that would speed the game up a little bit, and it makes it asymmetrical. So that's something that would probably a lot of people would enjoy.
And coming August 31st, from I Will Never Grow Up Gaming is Into the Black Boarding Party. This is scheduled for August 31st, and it is a semi-cooperative space pirate dungeon crawl for 1 to 4 players.
Dungeon crawl.
Now, just looking
in space.
Yeah, from what I understand, it's a semi-cooperative game, but you have personal goals, kind of like in
Dead of Winter.
That was what I immediately thought of looking at this game was Dead of Winter. But it's a procedural dungeon crawl. It looks like you are revealing rooms as you go along. So it's a little different. But the way the rooms are set out and the way the character cards are reminds me a lot of Zombicide. So maybe this is a blend of those two games and then a space pirate theme. I'm not quite sure. But anything with the traitor element is automatically interesting to me. I love cooperative games and these semi-cooperative ones where sometimes there's a traitor, sometimes they're not, always pique my interest. So it might be something I want to pick up.
I'm not sure if I'm a fan of the artwork or not for this, but it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
the
dungeon is not the most thrilling.
Dungeons are the best part.
Artistic. Well, we want them to be the best part.
Yeah. Any board game that's trying to be an RPG is in my area.
It has to be generic enough that when that room needs to be, you know, a cavern or a dungeon or a this, it's gonna work for all of them.
Well, because you guys haven't been keeping track of the number of games we've been talking about.
Was it 9?
We're gonna talk about a bonus game called Ink Monsters. We believe this is launching the end of August sometime. We're not exactly sure, but we believe this is coming near the end.
We just picked it up at Gen Con.
Just picked it up. They threw us.
Just been on a radar.
They literally threw it at us, and we said, let's do a review. So let's talk about Ink Monsters from Albino Dragon Games. That's who's publishing it. The person we know who's designed, one of the designers is Daryl Andrews. We know Daryl. Great designer. It seems like he has a co-designer, Erica Bouyoris. I'm sorry if I slaughtered that, but
Bouyoris. Call us and correct us.
Yeah, call us up. Hello at tantrumhouse.com. That would be emailing. this game is for 2 to 6 players. As you can tell, Ink Monsters. So I didn't know anything about this game. I looked at it and I said, oh, this is cool art. And all of a sudden I was like, this art looks like Monsters, Inc. And then someone said, yeah, Ink Monsters, Monsters, Inc. I'm like, oh.
I get it.
I get it. But literally the artwork on these cards that I'm passing around to different people.
And one of the monsters is named Kevin.
Oh, that's
is
so nice.
Is it really?
Yes. Kevin Lemus.
Like, oh. Literally look at these monsters. I'm like, oh, that's like Monsters, Inc. Kevin. So, Melissa.
Yes. So, in Ink Monsters, the point is you are trying to draw the cutest monsters with your ink. So, there's a mechanism where you're moving a pen around. And
like
some of the...
did quote marks. I didn't see the quote marks.
Sorry. You didn't see the quote marks for the
you're
pen.
You're supposed to say quote,
unquote.
As you flash your quote marks.
Is it invisible?
I don't know. I haven't made it through the deck. So there may be a card that's actually a pen.
Okay.
But the movement of the pen determines on what monsters you actually draw. And some of them are worth positive points and some of them are worth negative points.
This poor little guy's worth -4 points.
Oh, that's so sad.
Grover.
Poor Grover.
How sad.
So anyway, the art is cute. You're trying to use your cards well to get the most points and cause others to get negative points. It looks like the cards have some different symbols and actions. So I think this is something you should check out if you're interested in cute monster games.
Ink Monsters by Albino Dragon. So do we need to do a tantrum, like, tantrum-worthy game?
I don't know. So we haven't actually played any of these games.
No.
We've just seen what the companies say about them.
I can narrow it down to one or two. What about you guys?
Y'all are always narrowing it down to the one game you liked that you reviewed.
Okay.
So you might have a different
tantrum. I'm looking at mine. Like, which one did I like the most?
I was going to say, well, I didn't get to actually look at any of y'all's stuff.
Okay.
Like,
did you like one of yours? Well, we each can do one from the ones that we talked about.
That sounds like a great idea. All right. The game Will and I liked from the set that we talked about would be Island of El Dorado. One other thing we didn't mention is, I'm not sure, but it looks like they use some historic paintings in it. So being a former art teacher, that piques my interest.
All right. For Melissa and I, our attention worthy, we're going to give 2 thumbs up to... 2 different games, Tint Delivery for 1 thumb up, and Horizons for the other thumb up. I just cheated.
So many thumbs.
And then the third thumb goes to Ink Monsters because they have cute monsters.
Oh, man.
What else did you talk about? Because you could just give
those are all 3.
Katie, what did we like?
Well, I don't know. I think I liked the Emergence Black Ops. I think that one looked pretty cool. I don't know. I'm not sure, though.
Undecided.
Because the temporal, yeah, the
I don't know, the Temporal Odyssey
temporal
could
Odyssey
be pretty cool.
Sounded like it could be an interesting playthrough. I just,
yeah,
I'm not.
Look forward to that Kickstarter and see what that looks like. And we wanted to take a moment to remind you that Lucky Duck Games sponsored our podcast and gave us some promo cards to give out. We have a game to give out. So listen to last podcast episode if you haven't done that. But I want to remind you, if you want a promo card of the Tantrum House Full House card from Vikings Gone Wild from Lucky Duck Games, just email hello@tantrumhouse.com and give us your name and your address and tell us where you shared our podcast on social media, and we will mail you for free one of the promo cards and enter you for that Vikings Gone Wild base game.
While supplies last. So yes. When does that end? How long do they have to do
that? You have till August 31st, so just a few days after this podcast drops.
Yeah, so check us out, email us, contact us, let us know, and we would be thrilled to drop one in the mail to you. We've already got a couple people contacting us, and this episode just went live like hours ago, so or episode 1 just went live. So yeah, we would love to have you guys touch base with us. We'd love to hear from you. I think that pretty much wraps us up for this week. We will put our heads back to the grindstone, and we'll get some more games ready for you guys next week. which will be what, September 1st? I can't do the time travel.
I'm not
the
putting
future.
My head to the grindstone.
No. I'll do that.
We'll put your head to the grindstone.
What do you normally put to the grindstone? There's something that normally
nose. It's
axe
nose.
To the grindstone. Axe
oh,
to the
that
grindstone.
Sounds better. Axe to the grindstone.
She was going nose. The head.
No, I think that's
we're
the normal thing.
Sticking something on the grindstone.
I will take my axe to the grindstone for all of you.
Oh,
okay.
thank you, Kevin.
You.
And we'll be ready for you guys to join us again next week. If you haven't watched our videos or subscribed on Twitter or Facebook, please check us out and follow us on all those. We'd love to connect with you all. And hopefully we will see y'all next week. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard. Thank you.